Star 1310, and we welcome our guest, Vashawn Mitchell. Vashawn, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing well, and yourself?
Good, doing good. Looking forward to August 10th?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's been a long time coming, but I believe it's going to be a great day.
Tell us about the new project, and you're on the new label, EMI, am I correct?
Yeah, new project, new label, new sound, new music. This new project is entitled Triumphant. It hits the stores August 10th, and when I tell you, it is really, it has been a, you know, it was a process putting the project together because I wanted to on purpose put together a project that will incorporate what everyone around me was going through these last couple of years. You know, they're going through foreclosure and losing homes, losing jobs, and I want to do a project that will point people back to the source and not the resources that were that they were depending on.
Okay, and Triumph. Tell us about Triumph. You say a new sound. What's different from the old Vashawn Mitchell sound?
You know what? I kind of incorporated what I've learned. A lot of people may not know, but I moved from Chicago to Atlanta, been in Atlanta for the last 3 years, and taking a front seat as far as a worship leader at one of the major churches here. And just wanted to incorporate my traditions of Vashawn Mitchell, but also kind of the new sound that is kind of crossing cultures, crossing generations, that able to be singable, able to kind of relate and be and put out timeless music.
The song, Nobody Greater, tell us about that. It seems like it's one of those proclamations of telling of the greatness of God.
Yeah, Nobody Greater was a song that I heard a young guy here in Atlanta, 24 years old, wrote the song named Darius Polk. And I said, yo, I really would love to record this song because it is not only is a timeless message, it's singable, but I believe that it's the sound that the world needs to hear right now, just to sing of the greatness of God. Regardless of whatever you're going through, God is still the greatest.
You know, listening to your project, I said, man, Vashawn's got some beautiful music on there. There's a song called Be Faithful. It's one of those sweet ballads. Tell us about Be Faithful.
Be Fruitful.
I'm sorry, Be Fruitful. That's right. Be Fruitful.
You know what? I was thinking about a message, you know, that I want to get out to the world. And a lot of people say, well, I know God has told me it's time for this, man. And I was like, well, you know what? Just because it's time for it doesn't mean it's your turn. But when your turn comes, it definitely will be more than enough, and you'll be ready to receive what God has for you. And I kind of related it to, like, when I was in college, and I would go to lunch. And I know it's time to eat, but I'd be hungry. But by the time I get up to the line, you know, it was still enough food for me and for the people behind me. So when my turn came, I was still able to eat. So I just want to remind the body of Christ, people at large, that, you know what, it's not only your time now, but it is your turn. So be fruitful and multiply and go and receive the things of the Lord.
The song, You Reign, tell us about that. That's a beautiful song, too.
I was sitting in the studio and just trying to hear from God, and I kept hearing the sound rain in heaven and in all the earth. And my musician was just playing around. I said, you know what, let's write something, because I believe the project is missing a sound that just speaks to the Lord and just let him know that he is still master of all. And that's what came to us, and I believe that it's going to be a song sang by praise teams and church ministries all over the world.
Just Another Day. That's a little different, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a little different. A little different.
Okay.
Just Another Day, you know, a little old school groove to it. Something my grandmama could be like, ah, yeah, I like that, and clap her hands, you know, to the offbeat. It was a song that Shimon Scales out of Tennessee wrote the song, and he recorded it some years back, and I liked it. I said, yo, I need to record this song over. And he's like, yo, I'll be honest. So that's how it happened.
Vashawn Mitchell is our guest. The CD is called Triumph. It'll be in stores August 10th. Chasing After You. That's another nice song.
Chasing After You was written by Javon Murphy, which is Pastor William Murphy's brother. And it is just a great song for praise teams and all over the world. They've been singing it already, and it just sets the atmosphere for praise and worship.
Another song, His Blood Still Works.
Featuring Lisa Page Brooks of Witness. And when I tell you, she sang this song. She ain't sing it, she sang it. I wanted to write a song that kind of pointed us back to the blood. We talk about a lot of things in our music these days, and you know, even me, I was guilty of writing songs about Trouble Don't Last and things that, so, which were great songs for its time, but I really wanted to purposely, you know, talk about the blood again. And what better way to say is that the blood still works. It never lost its power.
What do you think Triumph will take for Vashawn Mitchell?
You know what? I believe this project and what God is about to do is going to open doors that probably would have I would have seen before. You know, take not only inside of our local church, we're going to open doors internationally, open doors beyond culture, beyond denomination, because the sound is so universal that it can really reach anyone where they are, regardless.